KJAN Sports.
It is time for a look at sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning is brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Make sure you check with them for complete internet hookup. Well, let's take a look at baseball from last night as Carlos Martinez pitched into the ninth inning and struck out 10. Yadier Molina homered, and the St. Louis Cardinals beat the error-prone Milwaukee Brewers by a final of 6-0 last night. The Cardinals beat their National League Central rivals a night after losing on a game-ending homer by Ryan Braun. We had that game for you last night here on the radio, and we'll have tonight's game for you as well. A little bit earlier start time today on a Thursday. Cards and the Diamondbacks. Pregame is at 4:40 this afternoon. That means first pitch is set for 5:35 this evening. Kind of an odd start time. Elsewhere in the National League yesterday, Atlanta beat Washington 7-1. The Mets over Philadelphia 4-2. Arizona topping the L.A. Dodgers 3-0. Also, Colorado beat San Diego by a 5-2 final. In the American League last night, it was the Yankees over Tampa Bay 7-2. Houston beat Baltimore 3-2. The Angels over Cleveland in 13 innings 3-2. It was White Sox over Toronto 4-3. Oakland beat Texas 6-2. Kansas City at Detroit rained out yesterday. A couple of interleague games. It was Minnesota beating Pittsburgh 7-3. San Francisco 10-1 over Seattle. National League batting champion Charlie Blackmon is making a long-term commitment to the Colorado Rockies rather than test next season's free agent market. He's agreed to a contract that guarantees $108 million over six seasons. That agreement calls for a $2 million signing bonus payable within 30 days of the deal's approval by the commissioner's office, a $12 million salary this year, and $21 million in each of the next three seasons. The two-time All-Star center fielder has player options of $21 million for 2022 and $10 million for 2023. The St. Louis Cardinals plan to activate right-hander Adam Wainwright from the 10-day disabled list today to start their home opener against the Arizona Diamondbacks this evening. Wainwright has been sidelined by a strained left hamstring. San Diego Padres have placed outfielder Will Myers on the 10-day disabled list with nerve irritation in his right arm. Myers is hitting .250 with a homer and one RBI in three games. The 50th season of AAA baseball in Des Moines begins today when the Iowa Cubs host the Oklahoma City Dodgers in a Pacific Coast League doubleheader. The franchise debuted in 1969 as the Iowa Oaks in the American Association. They were an affiliate of the Oakland A's.
Pretty unusual to have a franchise in the minor league level maintain one name, you know, or two names as long as we've done that. But certainly the 50 years of AAA baseball since 1969 has stood the test of time as far as the community and all the things that all the partnerships that go with sustainability.
That's Iowa Cubs president and general manager Sam Burnaby, who was hired as an interim for the club in 1983. The early years saw the Oaks become an affiliate of the White Sox, and there was even one season with the Houston Astros before becoming affiliated with the Chicago Cubs in 1981. Burnaby says it was a perfect fit for a market that studies show favors the Cubs by a 2-1 margin over any other major league club.
So to bring a Cub affiliate to Central Iowa and have it be sustained as long as we've done it is a great tribute to all the fans in Central Iowa and around the state that come into the ballpark throughout the summer. And you know, we wouldn't be able to run this size of an operation in this size of a market if we didn't have all of that partnership and cooperation, and certainly with the partnership with the Cubs is second to none in anybody in baseball.
Burnaby says the other development that helped establish the long-term success of the franchise was the opening of Principal Park in 1992.
We have arguably one of the best minor league ballparks in America. It's arguably in the best location in any city in America. The Cub affiliation builds it even stronger. And the reaction to the fan base and the corporate base that we have with all the things we do and the continued support, this is one of the premier franchises in all of minor league baseball.
Burnaby says with rapid development and more people living downtown, the market continues to grow and the future looks bright. He says he's proud of what the franchise has become. Well, the Iowa Girls Coaches Association will host the Larry Niemeyer Senior Games Series for basketball players around the state on Sunday. The games will be played at Kirkwood College in Cedar Rapids. A number of area athletes will be participating. Keely Nelson of Exira EHK and Matea Peters of Griswold will be on the 1A White team. Sophia Peppers of Exira EHK and Aaron Weber of Boyer Valley will play on the 1A Select team. Kylan Strait of Logan Magnolia will play on the 2A White team, while Carly Larson of Underwood is on the 2A Gray team. Madeline Deichler of Trainer, Kenzie Kennard of Logan Magnolia, Devin Kemble of Panorama, and Kaya Rasmussen of IKM Manning will be on the 2A Select team. Megan Holt of Lewis Central will play on the 3A, 4A, 5A Select White, while Claire Jones of Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln will play on the 4A, 5A White team. Sierra Athan of Red Oak will compete on the Class 3A Gray squad for that basketball matchup. Well, Boston College guards Jerome Robinson and Kai Bowman will enter the NBA draft but won't sign with an agent in case they decide to return to school. Robinson, a junior, was the leading scorer in the Atlantic Coast Conference last season, averaging over 20 points a game. Bowman, a sophomore, averaged 17.5 a game. Duke freshman Trayvon Duval is entering the NBA draft. A team spokesman says the point guard plans to hire an agent. Duval is the second Duke freshman this offseason to declare for the draft. Marvin Bagley III said last week that he was turning pro and is projected to be a high lottery pick. Miami Hurricanes freshman guard Lonnie Walker IV says he's turning pro and he'll hire an agent to prevent him from returning to the Hurricanes. He plans to enter the NBA draft. Many projections list him as a lottery pick. Malik Newman plans to leave Kansas and enter the NBA draft after leading the Jayhawks to the Final Four in his only season playing for the team. The sophomore guard says he plans to sign with an agent. Iowa offensive line coach Tom Polasek has been pleased with the progress this spring. The Hawkeyes lost guard Sean Welsh and center James Daniels off of last year's team that finished 8-5.
This business that we're in is just a race to maturity. Like, no matter what, we can come in here and tell you guys it's all going great. You know what I mean? It's not. It's never good enough. The improvement's not happening fast enough. But the guys are going out there and they're working really hard. And I think their gains are substantial.
Injuries a year ago forced the Hawkeyes to use a pair of freshman tackles, but that experience should pay off for Alaric Jackson and Tristan Wirfs.
Both guys are doing a great job at both spots. I would think that Tristan's getting, you know, a little bit higher percentage at right tackle, and AJ's still getting a little bit higher percentage at left tackle. But to be honest with you, that's one of the emphasis this week, is to make sure that we're, you know, not one side or the other.
Polasek says the goal is to make them comfortable at both of the tackle spots.
You know, it's interesting. Like, one guy's right hand is better on the right side. The other guy's left hand is better on, you know, so you get these different things going on. But really, their feet in pass protection both have been pretty good. We're really, really happy with that. But, you know, it's a constant grind, you know, to perfect it.
Hawkeyes are in the middle of their spring drills right now. In NFL news, the Cleveland Browns have spent most of the past two decades searching for a franchise quarterback. Southern Cal's Sam Darnold is the latest player to visit with the Browns, who are coming off an 0-16 season. Team officials are in the midst of meeting with several quarterbacks to potentially draft number one overall, and Darnold is believed to be the favorite. Elsewhere in NFL news, the Baltimore Ravens have reached agreement on a one-year deal with quarterback Robert Griffin III. Griffin is expected to be a backup to Joe Flacco. The Buffalo Bills have agreed to a one-year contract with free agent defensive end Terrence Feedy. Indianapolis Colts guard Jeremy Vunyevich has signed the team's one-year offer. Former NFL star Clinton Portis has reached an agreement to repay $190,000 that he owes to an Atlantic City casino. New York Jets receiver Quincy Enunwa has signed his restricted free agent tender. The Giants also signed center Travis Swanson. The Atlanta Falcons agreed to a new one-year contract with safety and linebacker Kamal Ishmael, who was an unrestricted free agent. Chicago Bears receiver Josh Bellamy has signed his restricted free agent tender. The Philadelphia Eagles and tight end Richard Rodgers have agreed on a one-year contract. Rodgers spent all four of his seasons in the NFL in Green Bay. And the Tennessee Titans unveiled their new uniform design last night for the coming season. That's Check Sports this hour, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.